Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to the African Lion Radio Show. As we follow the legacy of the Honorable Bobby Gore and what he did in the 60s, as well as our founder, Pepelo, it's about black consciousness, black empowerment, you know, moving towards unifying and freeing our people. And that's what Bobby Gore stood for. So we're getting ready for the Bobby Gore Street Warrior Conference, which is going to be held April 20th in Atlanta, Georgia. You should be there to check it out. Bringing the street soldiers together, because the white man knows once we galvanize the street warriors and bring the street warriors together, they're in serious trouble. So we have to, you know, arise and wake up and understand that the street warrior has to be taught, educated. What the white man calls a gang, the only gang is the United States government. The white man's a gang. The police are a gang. You know what I'm saying? But the Bloods, the Crips, the Vice Lords, Disciples, these are our grassroots organizations that were designed to uplift the black community and to fight against racism and tyranny or white supremacy. So we want to educate our brothers who are in the street tribes. Let you know you can be productive. You can own your own business. You can do something for yourself. You can empower yourself. You know, you can, you know, you got the authority and the ability to do what you will if you believe in yourself. And this is what the Honorable Bobby Gore stood for. This is why we, you know, coming together to unify, to educate brothers on knowing your legal rights, how to start a business. So you don't have to go out begging this cracker for a job, you know, begging the white man to give you something that you can get out and do for yourself. That you're more than just, you know, colors, or you're more than just some hand signs, or you're more than just breaking your hat to the left or right. You know, you're a powerful black man who comes from powerful black people. This is what the conference is designed to do. This is what the Honorable Bobby Gore taught. This is what he was about. This is what Marcus Garvey was about. So as we get into, you know, what needs to be taught, you know, this is what we're going to be doing at the Bobby Gore Street Warrior Conference. So I want you to tune in, tell a friend, we're going to have a discussion about the things that need to be discussed and power and issues that we need to talk about as black people, you know what I'm saying? So I want you to grab a friend, tell a loved one that we're going to get, you know, get into some serious business and talk about the legacy of the Honorable Bobby Gore and the Bobby Gore Street Warrior Conference held in Atlanta, Georgia, April 20th at the Omenala Griot Museum, Omenala African Griot Museum. So that's going to be a great conference. And that Sunday we're having the World African Family Day, which I'll be giving a keynote speech. We're going to come right back, and we'll be right back and call a friend and join us on the African Lion Radio Show. As you know, the African Lion was something in the Holy City, which we call the Lyondell area in Chicago, where Bobby Gore and them had an African Lion and some importance of culture. So we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a man's world, but check the girl with the Mac 11, 187. Hit the switch front, back, side to side, corner to corner, punk you a goner. Don't fuck around and get rolled up, cause we got the West Side sold up. Ike and Tina, Marie and Donnie, Ashford and Simpson, Clyde and Bonnie. I don't know karate, but I know karate. You better ask somebody. And will I do dirt, dirt? Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
My nigga, I lie for my nigga, feel a cap for my nigga. He don't mind me flirting.
divide things.
See, every now and then my man had a plan to hook me up with his closest friend.
Yo.
Take me to the bar and maybe mean go and kick it. Let him think he's getting over while I gang up for his riches. Robbing, stealing, killing that wheeling. Always on the joke because the shit was always dope.
Yeah.
Giving up funky vibes to all your funky tribes. Stick together like us and boot rides.
Huh.
Like Bonnie and Clyde, we gon' slide right out. Let my nigga take over. I'm taking the bank to the house. When we get to the house, we straight celebrating. Giving up that gangsta triggeration.
La, la, la. Watch me parlay. Hey, with the getaway car. Now here comes the predator. I'm down with yo-yo and everybody is scared of her. Hitting with the wicked shit. I like the dick a chick. But now I'm robbing quick and split. So give me that money, devil. One for the treble. The rhythm is the rebel. When you turn red, you get a hole in your head. A fucking hole in your head. Cause my freedom got an AK. Bonnie and Clyde equal homicide. Yeah.
Got me a down ass nigga on my team.
The Bonnie and Clyde team. Got me a down girl on my team.
Yeah.
We're back here on the African Lion Radio Show. And the topic of discussion is the Street Warrior Conference. And as we know, most of our street organizations were founded to fight against the tyranny of white supremacy. In Chicago, first, what you need to know, if you are a vice lord, or if you're not a vice lord, you should know that it was founded Chicago was founded by a black man named John Baptiste DuSable. And there were groups of brothers calling themselves Vicels way back, you know, in the early days. And Pepolo liked the way they carried themselves so much, he, re-innovated it and called it Vice Lords when he was in St. Charles in 1957. So, you know, it was to fight against white tyranny, to fight against white oppression, to fight against, you know, being robbed of your name, your language, your culture, your religion, God, folkways, mores, and norms, and given the identity of a white man. And so this is something that, you know, white folks can't have when you know who you are, when you know where you come from, when you know that you could come from kings and queens of Africa. And so what they wanted to get you to fight your brother who has a little bit different expression than you. Fight your brother because he got a 6-point star. Or fight your brother because he wear red or he wear blue. And this is what they did. They turned the street organization like Crips. Some say it represents community, revolution, and progress. You understand what I'm saying? So if we start a revolution and start taking our destiny in our hand, they can no longer, you know what I'm saying, have authority over us. And so this is what the Honorable Bobby Gore tried to teach us, is how to, you know, do for something for ourselves, unify, stop hating one another, love your black brother, love your black sister. So we're here, you know, to talk about this thing. So anybody wants to make a comment, you should put one on your keypad. Raise your hand, and we'll, you know, cue you into the conversation. Let's go around the line. We're going to call on a couple of good brothers. We got a good brother. We got a couple of good brothers on the line here. Let's go to our brother in the 229 area code. 229. Farah, is that you, Farah? All right, Farah, K-Bot, y'all on the line? Farah, you there?
Yes, I'm
Yeah, it's you, K-Bot, okay, yeah. I wanted to give us your thoughts on what, why you love the Honorable Bobby Gore. This is what, and you got people around, you know, trying to take away his legacy when he wasn't on original Vice Lord. That's irrelevant. Bobby didn't come in until the 60s, but the work that he did, he don't probably hold a candle because he got no damn gangbanger. You know, so, you know, tell us your thoughts real quick, Brother K-Bot, then Brother Farhan, about, you know, what Bobby meant to you, what he meant to you.
I like the moves that he made, you know what I'm saying? He was more smarter and more brighter with his decision that he made and how he put stuff together. I like it. That's what us black people really need, you know what I'm saying? And we need to get it back.
Well, we're talking to Chief Kemp now, you know what I'm saying? Universal Elite Down and Chief Universal, Chief Down and K-Ro, don't you? And I'm just going to know, I know that you have a lot to do with why your life has changed, you know, so much, but tell us, you and I, man, I see a big change in your life. But just tell us, you know, how you came to get life and tell us how you used to be and what's different between you and today. Tell us that real quick.
Well, there's a lot of difference between me, you know, with me. I used to have, you know what I'm saying, a rough and crazy life, but I'm a better man now, you know. And I thank God and I thank my chief, you know what I'm saying, for the inspiration and the knowledge.
What you went to the joint for, what you went to prison for, and how you changed, how you were different.
I went drug charges, you know what I'm saying, murder charge, and, you know, stuff like that, in and out, violating, you know what I'm saying, for a good 30-some years of my life in the system.
Right. So you said you was there for a murder.
I made myself better. I got better.
You was there for a murder charge, you say, right?
Yes, sir.
This is a young man that they say can't be changed. This is what the white folks don't want to see. The message of the Honorable Bobby Gore is that, you know, we're not hopeless. But when you have a paradigm, people, that's built on white supremacy, many of you don't understand. You were not brought here on the Nina, the Temple, or Santa Maria. You were not brought there. You were brought here as a slave to be a burden bearer of white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is what we have to understand. So I'm gonna go to one of our brothers, man, out of Virginia. He's named Brother Musa. Hold on one second. He's out of Virginia. Let me see. Musa, what happened to you? Hold on a second. I want to go to him real quick. Yeah, but yeah, K-Bot, we proud of you, man. We proud of you that you changed your you changed your life, man, and changed your life around. I don't see you on the board no more, Musa. I don't see you on here. just hit me in the chat room. But like I say, it's important that we change our lives and get ourselves together. So I just want to thank you for being the kind of brother you are, man, doing what you're doing. Karan, you there? All right. Let's go to a 678 number, 678-330. 678-330.
Yes, sir. You can hear me there?
What's problem with you, sir?
Everything is well. Everything well with you. But go ahead, brother.
Well, I was just going to say, we're talking about the message of the Honorable Bobby Gore, what that means to you, and why the Street War Conference is so crucial, why it's so crucial,
right.
And what we got to do to try to, make things get together, Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, to me, from my observation, I feel as though Bobby Gore was one of the greatest organizers to come in our lifetime. He was able to, organize killers, drug dealers, rapists, not say rapists or, that extreme, but he took people who society would call thugs or, disenfranchised and organized them to be a working force to stop white supremacy. It wasn't to, go get drunk and have a party. It wasn't organizing to, be the richest people. It wasn't organizing to be the biggest game. It was organizing supremacy. And we don't have too many leaders in our lifetime to actually live for that cause, be a prison for that cause, and come back out and still teach that cause. You got a lot of people, who start and they fold, or they start and they find out they fake. But this man sacrificed a lot of his life for the upliftment and the salvation of our nation. So I believe that it's not only an honor, but it's our duty to remember him and honor him by carrying on his message and organizing our neighborhoods, our communities, our businesses, our nation, our people. And by invoking him, we will be able to use his spirit through us to organize other people, bringing Crips, Bloods. Because the LSD, it wasn't just Lords doing it. You had Lords, Stones, and Disciples. So we can have Bloods, Crips, Lords, Nation of Islam, the Nerds, anybody. We can organize everybody to stop, for our one goal, to stop this white devil from destroying us. And that's why I believe this country is so important. That's the reason why I believe that these phone calls are so important, because we're just reenacting what he did. And by doing that, we're keeping that legacy alive of great men and great women who were nation builders, organizers, and basically legends in their community. You got to live your whole life. You say, you lived your whole life. What did you leave behind? This man has touched thousands of people's lives in his lifetime, and he's probably soon to touch 100,000 of people, because people always spread his message. And that's how I want to live my life, to how he lived his life. He wasn't there for the fame, nothing. This man devoted his life towards community upliftment, and that's what I dedicate my life towards, community upliftment. And that's why I'm proud to be, a seed of Bobby, and being able to get the teachings firsthand from one of his students. And that's why we got to have these conferences, so we can get these elders with these younger brothers and help them to build their legacy by learning who to idolize. Because we can't be out here idolizing T.I., can't be out here idolizing 50 Cent. We need to analyze somebody who really made a difference for the hood, not just somebody who gave you a CD and said, "Listen to this." That won't change your life. So I encourage everybody to go, to be here. Everybody to be here. That's all I got to you.
All right. Well, this week we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to play something by NWA called Fuck the Police. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the police, because they definitely, enslaving, locking us up, mistreating us. So on the break, while you while you're on the break, playing Fuck the Police, call a friend, get some people on the line, man. You know, we got a nice listener base right now. We want to, call a friend, call one of the brothers, let them know the African Radio Show is on the line with your brother, Chief Kamal, the national spokesman. Let's go. We'll be right back. Let's take a quick break. Fuck the Police by NWA. This took a lot of heart for them to make that song, And that's what got Eazy-E and them in trouble. That's why he died so suddenly of HIV. HIV is a man-made disease, but here it is. Fuck the Police by NWA.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Clay residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Eazy motherfucking E.
Order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Well, won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole up bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop.
Police, open now. We have a nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence. So ease with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror. And it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out. And then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
That's a lie. That's a goddamn lie.
Get him out of here.
I want that dead.
Get him the fuck out my face.
That
out right now.
Fuck you, you black motherfucker.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
That's right. Fuck the police. That's exactly how I feel. And it's relevant. The police have never been a friend of black people. And the same plight we had, you know, back 50, 60 years ago, even since I sojourned in America, we face today. As a black man, you don't feel safe when you see a police. Your heart starts beating. And this is one thing we'll be talking about at the conference, knowing your legal rights, you know. Brothers, you know, getting your record exposed so you can bear arms to protect your family and protect yourself. One of the brothers, Jenga, he was always me quick, he'll be there,
yep.
was there, and his sister was getting beat, and he jumped in and fought the police. And when the judge asked him, it's a black lady judge, said, why did you fight? He said, because I couldn't sit there and watch a white man jump on this black sister, remind me of my mother. And she dismissed the case. So we have to know our legal rights, man, because these police are vicious. They mess with us today. They harass us. They kill us. They murder us. You know, these are things that they do, and we have to fight against the tyranny of dealing with these pigs, these police. This is a real issue that we face. We got our brother Pac-Man on the line. Pac-Man's going to be at the conference, so I want to get his thoughts on, you know, why it's important to know your legal rights and, you know, just is dealing with the police in your estimate, Pac-Man, has it been a good experience for you? Pac-Man, you online? You there?
Peace and blessings, beloved.
How are you feeling, bro?
Peace and blessings. How y'all doing?
I'm good. How you feeling, bro? You good? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. It's all as well, beloved. You know me. Same thing, just a different day.
Yes, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, we come out with these police, we just play Fuck the Police by NWA. And it was relevant because, you know, the harassment that we face by the police, it's a real something we have to experience that. You know, this is why knowing your legal rights, exercising your right to be home is important. So legal right, you know?
Then
drop your thoughts on how important it is we know how to deal with these kids, these police, how important it is.
It's very important for us to learn about these police out here and learn your law, and learn not only your law, but learn about your government, about, you know what I'm saying, the judicial, legislative, and the executive branches of this government, because those are the ones that's really the biggest enemy of them all. Like they say, that we are our own enemy. Now, money is the biggest killer in the United States. We just ain't sat down and paid attention to it because people, we make it easy for them to do their job because most people, a lot of money, we get to acting a fool with it instead of taking it and actually putting it into our communities and putting it to, you know, classes and things of that nature for the younger youth and the people, you know what I mean, that's of our age or older than us that ain't even got the, you know, got the financial capability or anything of that nature to even stand for themselves, you know. That's very key for us to know about these things because, you know, they use these codes and numbers and things, this dash 4.2673, and, you know, to throw us off to have us thinking that, you know, that they saying some things in which is in a given the situation, whether it's to help somebody in the community or to hurt somebody in the community, they say these things to keep our mind juggling and keep us stumbling on what we supposed to be in life. That's why they say, you know, majority of people say, you know, if you want to hide anything from a black person, put it in a book. You know, I beg them different. You know, you want to hide anything from us, just make it make sense, you know, because, you know, common sense ain't in a book. That's in your head. That's in your heart, you know, and that's something you got to have as a person, you know, and studying and applying your life to learning about the law, that is very key. That is very, you know, it's important because, you know, you could be doing something that's detrimental, but to you, given the time that you're doing it, it seems like, well, you know, whatever come behind it, I can just, but then the crackers will come along and, you know, they'll probably even jump a deputy or kill you, you know. And, you know, it's a lot of us around here that we really need to know about these things. We really need to know about what we got going on in our environments because just out here living is one thing. But knowing what you're living for, that's the hardest thing of them all. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, I'm really with that movement. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's a class or really it's us investing in, you know, classes for the brothers to know about the law and learn about what this white man baking and got brewing because, you know, they throwing us out by letting us make a lot of money in these neighborhoods by rapping and sponsoring shows and doing things of this. And they letting us do that while right now it's probably 30-some seconds from a war popping off on our soil because we got this crack up here being stubborn and being exactly what they is, jackasses, by doing certain shit to taunt other countries and things of that nature to try to see how far he can push them because, you know, he good. You know, he a billionaire, a trillionaire. Whatever happened over there, he can be in the earth with it going by his way while they blowing us up, turning each other into a parking lot. And, you know, it takes for us not to just take a stand but to learn what you're trying to take a stand for because you can take a stand, but what's the meaning behind that stand we taking, you know? What type of, you know, what type of change is we fighting for? Is we fighting just for to get the street you stay on, a cleaning crew every week, or is you fighting to get your mama a new house, or is you fighting to change your environment as a whole to where your people can live in peace, you know? And it's a lot of stuff pertaining to the white folk that we got to learn, you know, because they don't, right now, what we doing right now, we shouldn't have to do. Because if we'd applied our life years ago, like they did, then it'll probably be some bitches sitting around screaming my language on a conference call talking about how to stop what we got going because the movement's so positive. That's why we at where we at now, you know. Not saying we trying to get them to doing that, but at the end of the day, when this movement gets strong, which it already is, but stronger than what they assume is going to be, then, yeah, we're going to have a lot of protesting going against this movement because it's going to be something for our people. It's going to be something for our generation. You know, they got their generation covered. They the police. You know, that's they got us on that one. You know, all them put badges on. All them got themselves certified. They got certified and stamped. So they licensed to kill you. They licensed to do these things. But if a couple of us brothers sit down and get our people to entertain in the thought of becoming something of that nature, you ain't got to be a cop. You ain't got to be a police. Be a lawyer. You know, be a prosecutor. Be something like that. But no, be something that's going to be for your people. That we can speak when you open your mouth. You got something. You fighting for a life. And you ain't just fighting for a brother. You fight for this guy's life, a family member, a loved one. You see what I'm saying? I ain't just saying I'm fighting for my brother, my people, hoping they. No, I'm fighting because when you fight for your brother, that's one thing. But when you fight for your loved one, that's another. You're going to put your all into it. you're going to do what it takes, you know what I mean, to make whatever needs to manifest in their way manifest. So, you know, I'm all for that. I'm with the brother on that. And, you know, this is my outlook, Tony. You know, I got a lot more, but I don't want to take up too much time on it, you know what I'm saying, on the line. But, you know, peace and blessing. But like,
oh, you're good. You know, like you say, man, you got so many killers of black men, you know, by police officers. And you see the attitude of white people that they criminalize us. You know what I'm saying? This is why, you know, they don't want. We try to. Because people looking at the positive come up. So, yeah, they don't see nothing positive, you know, taking place by that. So what they do is that they attack it. They find silly things to argue about. That's what Willie Lynch was trying to do is to divide us up over foolishness. And this is the goal and the aim, you know, of the white man. This is why it's important that you know your legal rights. So in that workshop, knowing your legal rights, knowing what you can and cannot do legally. There's so many things. So many of us, you know, we got more black men incarcerated. That means in jail, I mean prison, jail, probation, and parole than we did on the height of slavery in 1850. Mass incarceration of black men at an all-time high. You understand what I'm saying? And so they villainize the street organizations and take the focus on what Bobby Gore and them try to, you know, go by and do. Let's go to another caller real quick. I think we got a 773-960. I think it may be Chief Twin. Let's open this phone line. 773-960, you on the air?
Hold on, bro.
All right, this is our Chief, the luxury Chief 10-20. What's up, Chief? What's happening with you? What's cracking?
What's cooking, bro?
Yeah, drop some words on, you know, we talking about knowing your legal rights, you know, the police brutality is a real thing. I mean, this man had his share with the law, you know, how to deal with that. We talking about police brutality and what the police, you know, what the police, things the police are doing to, you know, they had to constantly, you know, at us, the cops. Yeah. Drop some wisdom on your that, you know.
I mean, the first thing is the communities. I mean, our community is not won over. So it's like they keep us divided, the old from the young. So now people can't teach, and then you got the old who stuck in their own way and they slave mentality, tell people what they should and shouldn't do. When young people do start standing up for their rights, And they trying to tell them like they being wrong and all. Yo, what the fuck are you doing? Man, pardon the body, my bad. But yeah, you got. Ooh. Take a breath on that one. These people crazy. But yeah, people separated. So now you got older people who don't know they right, never knew they right, and think that somebody always right. Instead of trying to teach a person to be right and be right in the righteous way. You know what I'm saying? And it's separated. So you got older people who been brainwashed, tell us that blacks destroying other blacks, you know, they kids, grandkids and stuff, destroying the community, and they quit to go against them. And they the same people tell them to call the police and do this and do that, man. Just like out west when Kilpatrick and Superior, somebody, domestic dispute, the mother called the police. Police come in, not only kill the son, but kill the neighbor too. You know what I'm saying? For matters, some matters can be resolved on their own, and people go to these police and all this stuff and think they resolving matters. And actually, the police whole agenda is to destroy the black community, and they tell us as blacks or other people that we destroying our community. They say drugs destroy our community and all that stuff too. But drugs never destroy our community in the aspect that they put it in. Drugs destroyed our community because it helped them do mass incarceration for black men. It was a war on drugs, but it really wasn't a war on drugs. It was a war on black men. You know what I'm saying? Black men and black families, period. the drugs destroyed the white community, because everybody who's been around know that anybody that made money selling drugs never made it through the black community. From the black community, they made it off the white community. The white community spent their dollars in the communities of the black hood. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the problem lies at. And they tell black people that they destroying the community by doing these things when they meant their community. When every time, and 8 out of 10 times when you see police patrolling the communities, they white. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right.
It's very rarely you see black police officers, especially in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? And then you got people being brainwashed, telling you should do this and do that and all that stuff. Like, if you get pulled over, you ain't got no rights. You can tell them your driver license, you can do all that stuff. But if you don't stand on it, you got somebody that might be in the car with you, just listen to what they say, dude. You're gonna get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? And that makes people think that they got rights. No, they ain't got no rights. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? They don't fuck them, brother. And then it's so crazy because people crazy. Like, one time I was incarcerated, and somebody told me, like, man, they asked what I was in jail for. I said, a drug case. They said, what, did you do it? No, I didn't do that. Like, the police put drugs on me. Most of the time I went to jail because the police put drugs on me. They say, oh, that's karma. I said, what you mean that's karma? Oh, that's karma from the stuff that you got away with. Man, how the fuck you sound? That's karma. So you mean to tell me what a karma gonna come out from this police officer who helped destroy my motherfucking family by sending me to jail for some shit I didn't do and lying on me? You tell me where the fuck his karma lies at.
That's right.
Because that ain't no motherfucking karma. If I got away with something, that's clear as day. I got away with it. That's not no fucking karma. Who the fuck is the police officer who administrates their own justice and somebody and another black motherfucker try to justify saying it's karma for some shit somebody got away with? Man, get the fuck out of here. That's just the separations in the community. You know what I'm saying? There's certain separation in the brainwashing in the community. So, you know what I'm saying? Me, personally, like, what I did the whole time I was incarcerated, which they say make no sense to be ignorant to the law. I studied the law the whole time. I didn't lift weights or do none of that other shit. I got in the books and I studied the law. I got tired of going to jail for shit I didn't do. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't understand rights, and people don't tend to pick up the books. You got older people who don't know law, who gonna do the passive thinking and pass the shit on. They gonna go by what they feel like is right, and they gonna kill people. You know what I'm saying? Try to pass it along. You ain't doing something that's according to right to them that they've been taught by a dictator or who we perceive as slaves, man. So they gonna pass that thinking on, and everybody gonna be thinking that way. Well, you wrong. Well, if police officer said you ran a red light, man, I ain't run no red light. Well, that's what they said. You was just with me, but you listen to them anyway. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah, like, we got a couple more calls. This is our brother Chief Quinn. Just stay up, we're going to come back to you. This is our brother Chief Quinn, you know what I'm saying? Man, he's a real chief. He's, you know, been around for a long time. Smart, you know, savvy, you know. And when I went through some rough times, and bro always had my back, so I got big respect for bro, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to get to meet the brother down and Atlanta on the 20th, you know what I'm saying? Ask questions. We're going to have lawyers there to talk to you. Talk about getting your record expunged, questions you may have, you know, need legal advice. There's going to be a lawyer, you know, lawyers that will help you with this. So that's why the conference is important. It's not just for vice lords, it's for all black people. Because when you say the word vice lord, that means the vicegerent to the creator. All black people are that by nature, you know what I'm saying? The lines are open. Anybody else want to say something, you definitely can chime in and make a comment. Anybody else want to make a comment? You're all lines open, you know. Phone lines open. Samar, you want to say something?
Yeah, I hear me.
Yeah, we hear you, bro. All
right. Phones up. This is bro, Lord Joe, checking in from the, by the way, lines or whatever. I just want to tune in with everybody. Mm-hmm. Make sure everything is genuine.
Oh, you said you with the Undivided Nine movement?
True that.
My brother, Now, you know, King Rio, he's got it for the nines. Now, man, bro, his organization is making Organization of the Year. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm rocking with Chief Family too. I rock with C over here. So, you know, it's all love and everything. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to check in. I want to talk about some stuff that I heard on a call or whatever, because I want to check in with y'all. Because, shoot, y'all just as important as us. You know what I'm saying? And I support y'all movement just as much as I hope y'all support our movement. You know what I'm saying? And so it ain't the love of money. It ain't money is the root of evil. It's the love of money that is. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes when cats love money too much, sometimes they can make bad decisions upon, you know what I'm saying, just thinking about the cash. You know what I mean? But at the same time, man, we trying to wipe all that out the way. You know what I'm saying? Because I rock with the C's down here. Heavy just like I rock with the eyes down here. So it's like, man, I just hope we can continue to build and stuff like that, because, shoot, I love y'all just like, come on, man. I love y'all just like that. So it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure when I rock with y'all, it's cool. And I'm going to make sure when y'all rock with me, it's cool. So, you know, I just want to tap in on the call and make sure everything 100. And I'm going to keep it 100, and then we'll just go from there.
Partner, fam, beloved. If I can, Kamora, can I say something, beloved?
Say no more.
This Chief Fact, man, bro. Hey, listen. I let me tell you this, beloved, that just spoke. I don't speak against none when the brother speak. You know what I'm saying? Just if I feel, you know, being that I'm a chief, actual chief, I ain't fired you a point. I'm an actual chief over the East Coast for traveler. But it's AVLN, and I hear our brothers talk, you know, and I know, I understand that's how brothers' movement is, as far as in y'all region. When brother be like, this our movement, or we rock with this brother, we look. If you vice lord, it ain't no such thing really as my movement or this movement. It's an AVLN thing as a whole, you know. The bunch thing, you know, I respect it, and y'all understand it. A lot of brothers tend to favor they individuals that they're around 24 hours a day, because, you know, those are the ones who you're up under, or those are the ones who are up under you, whichever the case may be. I don't knock it, it's all love, almighty. But my thing is, I would ask that brothers would, you know, try to cling to acknowledging the people as the people, because I don't look at you as just a nine. I look at you as a vice lord, because you ain't just a nine of some pop in them nerds. You my people.
Understood.
So I'm done.
Understood.
Means that you're the right, man, if the police jump on you, you my people. So as a true believer of Christ, Lord, you know what I mean? I would ask that brothers, you know, start acknowledging the people as if they was the nine or the traveler or the ghost or the conservative, because it's AVLN. And we push
you're right,
it
but,
to get.
But what
yeah,
you just said is definitely.
Right,
what you just said. My bad, pardon me, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, and we pushing to get it back on AVLN grounds and basic, because it's been a lot of brothers, you know, the separation came in from brothers, you know, not saying you.
A long time ago,
for
a minute ago.
Younger brothers not understanding the schools of thought. You know, the schools
like
of thought, it's meaning, it's a meaning behind traveling. We travel to spread the word of the founder coming of Vice Lord, not just traveler. It's a meaning of.
But hear me out. Hear me out too then, big bro. I'm going to say this too then, and then I'm going to just leave it on that. I'm saying, nigga, even though I'm a nine, nigga, I look out for my C's, T's, U's, all the same.
Exactly.
Way. It ain't no
exactly.
Different love type of that shit. You got to understand, because you got to understand, I got my Tennessee homies, I got my Mississippi homies, and I got my Alabama homies. So I'm saying, nigga, I ain't respecting the game. I'm just saying, at the same time, I just want to let you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
how I'm coming, I'm gonna come that way. But you
talk,
all the way right. You all the you
know
all the way right.
Say,
and I'm just
you know, I ain't saying it like you saying that, because obviously you on the phone with Vice Lord, so obviously you the nerd. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that.
I heard certain things of that nature.
As a chief, our position is to stand up and tell a younger brother, like, look, beloved, you know,
right.
I understand you represent your school and all and whatnot, but, you know, it's a meaning behind it now, because y'all are the ones certain in, applications in the mob, certain dealings in the movement. But, you know, we have been taught that over the course of years. Brothers have been taught, haven't been taught that over the course of years because of, you know, lack of understanding of these high authorities. They get their positions out there, either their money or shooting somebody or the
when they talk about that.
Head.
So what's it keep
the
it cool?
Counter heads that they put down, you feel me?
Yeah,
but I feel
you're right.
I appreciate the respect, bro. I just want to make sure y'all niggas know.
It ain't nothing but love, because I'm somebody. Nigga, ever since I met Steve down here, it ain't nothing but love on my end. So let's just keep that shit moving that way and then we'll just go from there.
I appreciate that.
All right, let me say this real quick. Not only is it an AVLN thing, it's a black thing. You know what I'm saying? Every black man is the brother. This is what Donald Bobby Gore taught. You know what I'm saying? This is what Donald Bobby Gore taught, whether you're nine or traveler or whatever. You know, they're always the sons and students of the Honorable Bobby Gore. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and it's about being black. Because this cracker don't care about you talking about that AVLN, La Vie, La Vie, La Vie, La Vie. You said La Vie, La Vie, La Vie. What's that, nigga? And they're going to punch you in your goddamn mouth and lock your ass up. With the other brother, it's about you unifying and looking at every black man, Crip, Blood, you know what I'm saying, Disciple, whatever he is, the black man is your brother by nature. The black sister is your sister by nature. And you cannot elevate a society until you elevate the black woman. We stop disrespecting our women, call our women bitches and hoes and sluts and, you know what I'm saying, just misusing and abusing them. We don't elevate our society. A society is judged on the civilization of the woman. I'm about to go kick with my bitch. Look at the language that we use towards our women, and we wonder why our society is so low down and so off balance. You understand what I'm saying? It's so low down, off balance. So every black man, that's the goal should be. You should feel as a home with a disciple as you do with another vice lord. You know what I'm saying? These are just baby titles. The complete title is I'm an African. I'm a black man. That's baby language. Vice Lord, Disciple, Blackstone Ranger. That's baby language. But the supreme language, that's my African brother because he got melanin like me. You know what I'm saying? He came over here on a slave ship just like I did. This crack is on his neck like he on my neck. That's the key to really understand and being a true enlightened vice lord. You know what I'm saying? You walk around and throwing up signs, and, you know, almighty. That's cute. You know what I'm saying? But when you understand that when I'm looking at the African black man, I'm looking at my brother. When I'm looking at this beautiful black queen, I'm looking at my sister. I'm looking at the mother of civilization. That's the way you're supposed to think. That's baby shit. Oh my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. That's not the whole message of the vice lord is to raise up the consciousness of black humanity, of the 40 million mentally dead black men and women here in the hells of North America, the 4,400,000,000 of our race that's been disenfranchised all throughout Africa and the diaspora. That means, you know, the Caribbean, Jamaica, you know, Trinidad, Barbados, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Cuba, all, you know, everywhere that this white man took us and divided us up, that's your brother, that's your sister. You understand what I'm saying? That's how he's supposed to carry it, you know? Anybody else want to chime in? We'll take a little break after you let someone else chime in. Want to say something?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, listen, right? I hear you talking. I hear them talking, right? So I got to say this. You know what I'm saying? As blacks, especially in America, through freedom and all that stuff, you ain't. That's as they say, Joe. We come before everything, and vice lord dictate the pace of everybody. If all them standards stand for a reason, before vice lord, it ain't even this thing never existed. It's never existed. Anything that they put down and all that stuff. So my thing is to tell the truth. The truth needs that the teachers need to be taught in vice lord at all time, because our teachings led the way for not only us but for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like our teaching, everything go to, like, you gotta sometimes you gotta go down to the root. You know what I'm saying? you got to go down to the root of things and see how stuff was put together and why they was put together and understand, come from that understanding and know, like, just saying black men and all that stuff, black men, but our whole thing as Vice Lords to reach out to all the black community and give them teaching advice. So it was our path of thinking that made the community better, not nobody else's. You know what I'm saying? So when person talk, a person should teach all the time, the Vice Lord. If you're not teaching that, then I don't know what a person doing as far as trying to teach or uplifting, because that's how we was taught, and that's how it was laid down, and that's how we passed on. That's how we still around for all these years. You know what I'm saying? Decades. Like, come on, man. We around. We exist. We exist the longest. And we still here. We not no fashion, not no grade.
That's
no
right.
Nada.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, then I see
with the message I'm trying to get us to understand is that what I think we lack in understanding is that, you know, you don't understand.
We lacking in understanding, Vice Lord. That's where everybody lacking in understanding. The brother on that screen in the 90s, they taught the senior year, and everybody started telling Joe, we coming palms up. This mighty. You know what I'm saying? So it's the lacking of the teachings of Vice Lord. You know what I'm saying? It's the lacking of the teachings of Vice Lord. I ain't get on here and watch and say I'm Four Corner Huff. You know what I'm saying? It's a misunderstanding of teaching, and everybody know, you know, and I know, and everybody that know all the heads sit at the same table. Whether people, whether body understand it or don't understand it, you know what I'm saying?
And
it's
can't,
Almighty.
Partner, friend, beloved, Chief Pac-Man. Yeah, bro. To try to piggyback off what bro said. Yeah, bro. It's a lot of lack of understanding of the teachings because, beloved, a lot of these brothers got this status, bro, and don't know the teachings, bro. It's hard for a brother to tell a brother, look, bro, what I'm teaching you is Vice Lord, but even if you see me step outside the guidelines, y'all mount up because what I'm teaching y'all ain't righteous, and y'all come at me. See, a brother, when you got brothers that's in this authority, brother, that's used to having numbers around them, and they've been teaching how to, you know, live off materialistic money, cars, clothes, clubbing, and having fun, these bogus, look, you know what I'm saying, rap videos from time to time, you know, instead of sending. It's only so often you go to a neighborhood and tell a brother, hey, bro, what day y'all had lit class? And follow up in a proper lit class, or follow up in this, not saying they ain't out there, because they is, but. You got in the hoods where in the key areas where it needs to be applied, it's not being told. Because in 99.9% of these Vice Lord areas, if you bump down and ask these new brothers, these 2019 and 18 brothers, bro, what's Vice Lord? Where we come from? Who is your chief? Who is your supreme? Who is your queen? Who is this? How did this come about? What is the teachers for? Who are we? What are we here for? Brothers want to know because they only be in charge to say.
Pardon the body. I want to say two things, so on the way of the nine or whatever, you got to understand, even though we insane or whatever, we definitely love Bobby Gore. We definitely love Bobby Gore, and we definitely know.
Hey, here's what I'm saying to you, my brothers, and I want you to, most of you all who, if you travel outside the country, you go, you know, outside the country. I've traveled overseas extensively, Africa, Europe, you know what I'm saying? And you understand the plight of black people is the same no matter where you go. White man on top, black man on the bottom. So as Vice Lords, you know, let's be proud, but the bigger picture is that we're black. And the bigger picture is unifying with all black people, because if we get so proud and stuck on just Vice Lord, then you got a problem unifying with your disciple brother, or unifying with your Crip brother, Blood brother, or your Lucian brother, you know, stuff
right,
like this,
right.
You know, and that's not the message that people don't let them put together. And yes, we're first in the aspect of, you know, maybe street organizations, but this thing goes back to, you know, Sunjata Keita and Kaku Musa and Shaka Zulu. It goes back to Jean-Jacques Dessalines in Haiti. It goes back to Alma Marcus Garvey. So, you know, so we're a sum total of the collective works of all our ancestors. You know what I'm saying? So this is why it's important that we, you know, be blinded. Reach out for our disciple brother, our, that's our brother. You know, he got a 6-point star, you got a 5-point star. That is your African brother. That's your brother. You know what I'm saying? That's your sister. And that's the message I'm on. So I'm at home when I'm with the Crips. I'm at home when I'm with disciples. I'm at home when I'm with whoever. If you black, I'm rocking with you because that's you, my brother. And some of y'all, they read the white folks in the movement. You know, white. You got white vice lords and all this stuff, which is you know what I mean, each his own. But you know, we got to get ourselves together. We can't embrace the white people. Tony Rice, say yo, I don't see you search for it. I don't know how to, I want to call him. So, I'm going to take either, I don't know, maybe Pac-Man has to hit through it. I can't see your number on the switchboard, Tony.
Call him out five. This is some more checking in one more time. Call him up. I got a question for all my elites. When we say in our bunch of y'all, we would like to give special thanks to our elites for bringing Vice Lord to the West. Who are those elites that brought Vice Lord to the West, and what is the meaning behind?
It's
our minister and supreme elite. Our minister and supreme elite, beloved, is them founders, bro. You got to look at the Bobby Gordon. You got to look at the. You got to look at the Oompas. You got to look at them brothers. You got to look at the tops, the history where Vice Lord first come, because them the ones that brought it to the West. Them the ones that
Trumbolo.
You got to look at them brothers, because them the brothers that brought it to the West, brother. And when they brought it to the West, they brought it to the West as a business. They brought it to the West as a community organization for the poor and oppressed people of color worldwide. Anyone, my opposition of color, because as a vice lord, it'll be contradicting to my beliefs when I'm for the poor and oppressed people of color worldwide. You see what I'm saying? Opposition is somebody that opposes a threat to my family, community, the nation as a whole. And, you know, just because this man is a Crip or a G don't make him my opposition, because as a true believer, black and gold is my color, and black and gold, it's a meaning behind those colors. Red is only the color that I use in a time of war. That's when my community is alerted that something to go down and this shit to shake. But you got a lot of brothers that's misinterpreting, you know what I'm saying, Vice Lord, because of the representation of they land and the culture that they live within in their communities. You see what I'm saying? But when you get to talking about the congregation, the supreme tongue, the minister, serenity, the AOL, the constitution, these brothers get lost in the sauce when you talk about the supreme, because they don't know these pieces, and you got universals that don't know their mandatory universal pieces to teach these brothers the mandatory pieces that they need to know to be a true believer. See, a true believer ain't one who can learn all the law and all the books and throw up every symbol. It's somebody who actually live Vice Lord, walk Vice Lord, you know, let their reflection reflect among the community as a Vice Lord, a businessman, progress with their wills and knowledge and understanding who we are and where we come from. But you got a lot of brothers that lack the understanding to know the knee-deep depths of who Vice Lord really is. You see what I'm saying? Because of the times have changed. And people say, and I want to say this before I get out. A lot of brothers say, you know, man, it's crazier than it was when I was younger. No, it's not. Because I remember back then, kids come butt in the grown folk conversation without getting smacked in the mouth. I still know that's not right, so I can teach that. I know how when kids run around my family or family members of my partners or associates, running around with Daisy Dukes on and throwing up signs or dancing on little boys or doing stuff to girls that's not necessary. I know that's not right, so I implicate that in my life and I teach them. See, the times ain't changed. It's just the manipulation have changed the times into everybody believing that what's going on now is what's trending, you know? And that word alone has changed the community, because I'd be damn fire words screaming my language with some tight pants because I seen Moneybagg Yo with them in this video and they say they Ferragamo. You know, I never been that type of person, so I'm trying to be that type of person. But it's about us standing firm on who you are, where you come from. See, a vice lord implicate his family inheritance from his mother, father, granny, or grandfather, implicate that in your community and in your life,
and apply that to your day-to-day for a better future. Now, if you can do that, then you're a true believer. A true believer is not getting 1,000 brothers up under you. Now, a true believer is actually walking Christ, Lord. A true believer is actually having love in my heart, truth in my word, peace in my community, freedom in my movement, justice in my service. That's a true believer. How can we get those? By starting with self. If you can get it right, then you can get it. 2-3 followers. They got 2-3 followers. Who got 2-3 followers? You see how the trend going to go? You see what I'm saying? And so that's how they go. But to answer your question, this is first father.
Pardon me, buddy. One second, my brother Pac-Man. Always dropping the water, man. That's why I love this brother. You want me to meet this brother who's receiving all, you know, so, you know, representing for the East Coast and what he's doing for the East Coast. April 10th. We're going to take another break. When we take another break, Tony Romans say he's on the line, but Carl, him on three-way, help you see Pac-Man and get Tony Romo on. So we can have him on the line. Can we get the last few minutes of the show before we end the show? So we're gonna play some Curtis Mayfield, and we're gonna come back and hopefully get to hear from my brother Tony Wong from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay,
right back. We'll be right back.
Who are dark up and blue? Don't let us hang around this town and let what others say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy should grown up shiftless chitter. Now we can hardly stand for that, or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than the blue, we got no time for segregation. Let's talk about brown and yellow too. Hi, young girl, can you tell you're just the surface of our dark deep well? If your mind could really see, you'd know your color. Same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
Curtis Mayfield, the great Curtis Mayfield, who made that song. You know, he made a lot of conscious music. That's one of the things that I think that we miss today is a message in our music, you know. And so on this show, we're gonna play your music. You got music, you got that is, you know, talking about something, you can send it to the show, we'll play it. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, we want to get brothers listening to this, you know, show and keeping it cranked up, you know. So we're just talking about, you know, so we're going to be talking about police brutality, starting your own business, you know. One of the key things I think that many of you who have families on your record, it's hard to go out and get a decent job because, you know, a lot of times they don't want to hire people with family. Or if you got specialized knowledge, you got, you know, a skill, then they can overlook that. So you got to do two things, either getting a specialized skill or, you know, starting your own business. Now, one of the things about starting your own business, it comes with an idea. You got to have the idea. Once you have the idea, then you got to go out and say, you know what, I got to raise now the capital to get a business started. That's what capital means, getting a business started. I mean, the money to finance your business, you know, because you can have the idea, but you don't have the finance behind it, then, you know, it makes no difference. So you have to find an idea, you know, I mean, find a way to get capital. Now, sometimes if your credit is good, you can get a SBA loan. The other times you may have to ask friends and family to help you start your business. But you got to find something you like to do. Once you find what you like to do, you need to write a business plan. You study on how to write a business plan and how you're going to get the capital to get that business started. But that's it. And there are a lot of low-cost businesses that you can start, you know, for, you know, what you spend on smoking weed every day. You know, you can start a landscaping business. You can start do pressure washing. You can do cleaning. You know, there's a lot of things that you could do in a business. You know, even if you got a driver's license, you could do transportation, you know, drive. That's a business. So that's one key to it. We got to stop looking to the street corner or, you know, saying, what master give you. And that was like Treat Trust said, there was a drug game, because he gives that to you because he knows that all you're going to do is commit genocide against your own people. Every time there's been a surgence of black consciousness and drugs, in the 60s, it was the heroin. And you know what, I'm riding Italians. Italians say, give the drugs to the niggas because they ain't got no soul no way. So drugs have, you know, destroy human. So the white man lets you get rich selling dope, because guess what? You know, you're starting your own kind of animal. When he gets sick of you, he'll put your ass in prison, and he still wins. He gets you a business, you know what I'm saying? And that's still the end all be all when it comes to white folks, because they still are wicked. They'll come after you if you got a business. But, you know, it's definitely, you are more stable around by starting a business. So there's so many businesses that you can start. Like I said, you can drive trucks. I know T-12 was trying to get a trucking company. You understand? So there's so many different businesses that you can do. We need mechanics. We need electricians. We need plumbers. We need heating and air conditioning people. You understand what I'm saying? We need all these different skills. You can get a skill set, and you're never going to go broke. If you're an electrician, you're never going to go broke. People always have a problem with their electricity. Your plumber, somebody always plumbing stopped up, you know, toilet soon stopped up. You're a mechanic. You don't do mechanical work. You're always going to have problems. People always start as going out, transmissions going out, you know what I'm saying? They need brakes. You'll never have problems, you know what I'm saying, finding work if you got a specialized skill. And that's what you got to look at doing, pulling out resources and starting up a business. I was talking to a brother yesterday. He said he got 40 brothers. I said, okay, where you go? All y'all smoke that. All y'all smoke loud. Where you gonna get your blunts at? Down from the Arab store. Okay, where you get your Cheetos and Fritos and Zuzus and Wham Whams from the Arab? You know what I'm saying? So we constantly making other people rich. So what's wrong with the brothers? If it's 40 brothers, y'all a particular mob. 100 brothers, y'all pull y'all resources. Look, we're going to go to the store. Everybody, y'all probably spend, you know, $5 a day on blunts or whatever. Everybody going to take $50 and put that up front. And we're going to go to, you know, the store and buy, you know, a Zuzus and Wham Whams, or buy a bunch of blunts. It's a membership thing. And you spend your money with yourself and put that in the account, you know, and before you know it, you got enough money to buy a building and have your own store. You see what I'm saying? Everybody know they can come in the black community and get rich. And they treat you like shit. Talk to you any kind of way. They don't have to respect you, because we don't respect ourselves. We don't love ourselves. That's the key to it. So, and we really get the brother, Tony, right? You got Tony, you got Tony.
Yeah, turn around, my own, bro. He been trying to charm in, but everybody been talking, so he been showing respect on the floor.
Hey, Tony, you there? You call him on three-way, or you got him on three-way?
Yeah, I had him on three-way. Hold on, I'm going to call him back real quick, 1 minute.
Okay. So, yeah, so, you know, yeah.
That's bringing it down to this man.
Oh, that's the scene.
Come on.
This fucking company coming. How's that coming? I know you wanted to get this. How's that coming? I know you got some brothers down in trust, right? 20, you there?
You say what?
He online, bro?
What you say?
Yeah, there you go.
Hold on one second. I was asking, your trucking company, how's that coming? You still bring your trucking company?
Yeah, I'm still doing it. I got the company. I'm in the verse looking for the drivers and all that stuff. So everything coming along shortly but slowly. Everything coming along shortly but slowly. But I was still tackling in some more things, and I'm still in school. So I have to finish up my other classes that I'm trying to do by July. I'll be out of school by July.
Yeah. That way we can employ brothers if you're out of class. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, thanks, G-Twin. All right, tell me why. We're going to try to get you, bro. How you feeling, bro? Brother Tony, you there?
I think it's something wrong with the brother phone.
I don't know what happened to him.
It's showing he was on my line, but it ain't showing nothing else though. It probably just his phone. He said he was hearing everything though. He was trying to chime in, but everybody was talking.
Oh, okay. All right. We get our own businesses started, man. This is a great show as we starting back. So we're gonna be back on next week with Brother Rio gonna be on. Hopefully Brother Michigan will be on, Brother AP. We have brothers on every week, and not just Vice Lord, but disciples, everybody gonna be on all, but us coming together, man, and learning to fight, and combat white supremacy. So we just got a few more minutes left in the show. Anybody who didn't get to chime in or speak or say something, all the lines are open. All the phone lines are open. You can chime in, say a few words. If you got music, if you got music and you're talking about something, I want to hear that. I was walking on, still. And I want to hear something that's got a message, a blessing. And you're saying something. You can use the family, but, you need to be saying something in that music. And we definitely play your song on the radio. And this is being heard all across the country. So Vice Lords right now are being represented all across the world. People can hit us to Africa. People can hit us. We hear Mars and Venus. People can hit all across the universe. So it's a good, you got music. And we will definitely support you and play your music. So any last thought, anybody want to say anything? We got a couple more minutes before the show ends. And we'll be back next year. This week we did, but next week we'll, be 2 hours. Next week, 3 o'clock. We'll be back on at 3 next week. We do a little early, 3 o'clock to 5. The air, what I'm saying? Let people know. T-shirts, everybody that's on here, I need this week to get that T-shirt money in so you can have a T-shirt. Got a T-shirt. You also have the passport. You got a T-shirt. You got your T-shirt. So please get with me this week. Get those T-shirts. This is gonna be a beautiful thing. Us in Atlanta come up in 3 weeks. Less than 3 weeks, we're gonna be in Atlanta. So do that. So we need to have everybody there, have your T-shirts and everything, so we can make this happen, make have a beautiful, memorable event, you know. So any last, anybody wants to say anything? You know, we got a few more minutes, and we're going to get on out of here and be back next week. Anybody want to say any last words or thoughts? Anybody have anything to say?
I don't know if he's on or not.
I called him and said, and he said, I see it's number 229 on here. Who is 229216? Who is that? Give me a fellow, he's a fellow back first. Yeah, all right. But yeah, K-Bot just celebrated his birthday, you know what I'm saying, a couple weeks ago. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Oh, that's your number 216. Yeah, we just celebrated. Farhan's on here. It's not Farhan on here. I see his number on here. I don't know why he's seen it. But yeah, he just celebrated his birthday, man. And he also is receiving an award, you know. It's your outstanding contributions, K-Bot. We proud of you, man, and what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? And definitely hoping, looking forward to, you know, us working together with Quinn and down there. So like I said, man, it's a beautiful thing. We coming together, building, man, getting things together. You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing. Also, Samori drives trucks. With the truck driving, it can be stressful. But if you got that skill with truck driving, you don't have trouble finding no work. And you can have a family and still drive trucks or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking about the truck, you know.
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? All right. I was the brother who's on earlier. Yeah, the brother who's on earlier, Jizzle. He down here in Georgia. He's a dispatcher. And we have four trucks down here that's ready, you know, ready to go for people who can drive trucks. But what I'm willing to do, you know, because I'm a lease operator, I'm willing to, you know, hire. I'm really looking for people around, you know, younger people or people who don't have children or responsibilities who can take 3 months. We'll do 3 months, you're going to ride with me. We're going to prepare you for your test. After 3 months, we're going to upgrade you to a B driver, a permit driver. In 3 more months, after that, I'll upgrade you to a single driver and get one of our trucks and start driving. So that way you don't have to go to the school and pay $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, you can learn firsthand, and you'll be getting paid while you're, you know, you'll get your home time, you don't get too much home time, but we almost finished putting this all together. It will be ready for, you know, our event down there on 26. We're looking to hire 3 people in the next 6 months for this program. And, I mean, it's a lucrative business. It pays well. And when we say stressed out, it's not so much stress if you perform your duties right. It's just, you know, we get lazy and we don't prep and prepare for things to happen. But as long as you prep and prepare, man, it's a beautiful career. A lot of solitude, a lot of, you know, you got no boss, nobody over your back. You know, talk on the phone all day. It's a good career, but it's not my only business, but this is my most lucrative business. This is what I can make $2,500 a week. I can make $10,000. I just paid my lawyer off in a month. Month and a half. I just gave him $10,000. So you can make this make 6 figures doing this. But all thing you gotta do is dedicate some time. You gotta be dedicate that time. So if anybody know anybody who's around 21 or anybody who just ain't got kids, and this is for fellas, because fellas, it don't stop having a fella don't stop you from being a truck driver. That definitely doesn't stop you from being a truck driver. So if you got a fella, then you know don't let that discourage you. You can still get out of here and make 6 figures just like everybody else. You know, yeah. Most of y'all got my number, or y'all know how to get in tune with me. That's all I got, Chief.
Well, definitely. I appreciate anybody else want to chime in. We got Bubba Kincaid. I know it's all redneck. He got something to say. I don't know. But I should let him on and say nothing. Now, y'all think y'all want to call you? Y'all want to hear from this white boy? Have on redneck. I don't know what he got to say. Something probably something crazy. Should I let him on and say something or what?
Hell no.
Shall I let him say something?
Hell no.
Y'all ever say something, Pac-Man?
Let him speak. I mean, everybody got a voice their opinion. You know what I mean? It count, but then at the end of the day, we want to look from out on that side, because at the end of the day, that's what we fighting for, peace. So, I mean, we giving him a chance to be a vice, but we just give him a chance to let his voice be heard as far as his race. So, we got the power to
cut him. I think he was the plan, but should we let him say something, Chief Clan? What you say, Chief Clan? Should we let this redneck say something?
Yeah, you call him redneck, man. You know the code of conduct, man. Can't be disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm just not saying it because we're white. It's a redneck clan. Shall I say something?
Go ahead.
You see what I'm saying? All right, Brother Kincaid, you on the phone? Brother Kincaid, you on the phone? Hello, can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I got a question for you, Courage. Why don't you put these police back when they be knocking you niggas down? Why y'all don't fight them back? Why you always fighting each other? And that's what I want to know. You know what I'm saying? And why you women always down your hair with blonde hair and all this fucking, you know, it appears to me, you say you're black and proud, but you know you don't be right to me. So I don't see you niggas doing too much of anything. But that's my question for you.
So the wrong thing is, he sent his love to the body. The phone won't let him talk. He won't let him talk. He just called me.
All right. Is that my question? Anybody want to answer that question?
Hello? What did he say, below? What's the question? Because on the wrong call, man, I clicked over.
Yeah, well, yeah, that Brother UK was asking a question, man. And I put him on mute for a second. He's asking the question. Let me rephrase it again. Brother UK, I want to rephrase it because they shouldn't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, can y'all hear me? This is a question for you. Why you never fought the police back when they're knocking your niggers off and you don't do nothing about it? And but you say to be fighting each other. You know, I don't see your niggers killing niggers. I don't know why people, you know, and then when these police are coming down here and doing something to you. And then I see some of your niggers got girlfriends and all this kind of stuff. You know, it's like you want to act on me, something like that. I don't know about nothing. That's my question to you.
You said some people, you said why do some gotta do something to our own race for once you went to the white man?
Look, hey, Pat, you can't do that.
I said, man, can everybody reach your phone if you ain't talking? Yeah, beloved, you said why people would do something to their own race but not the white man?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, bro, you got, oh, okay. Well, the thing is like this, like, you got a lot of people that, and this is just my opinion, you got a lot of brothers that's scared to take their chance in life within itself. Like, you know, me,
I ain't a racist person. I ain't biased toward now race. I'm a true believer. I draw with everything. I mess with everything. I don't care what it is. At the end of the day, if it make me happen, I got understanding, then that's what I'm rolling with. But, you know, you got a lot of people, you know, from the gate that's been misled, and they misinterpret, you know what I mean, society as a whole. So you got a lot of people that will say, man, I die for you. I do this, that, and the third. But it's only given because if you got 30 brothers around you and you a stone cold sucker, it'll never show if you got the chance to spring on somebody in front of them brothers, because to them you popping it off and you going ham. But deep down inside, you know you ain't cut from their cloth, but you already know this a fight you ain't finna lose. It's 30 of us, one of them or two of them, no matter what it is. And it's the same with the police. You got a lot of people, man, that, you know, they would rather kill their brother than the police, because they look at it like, man, even if it's one cop, they look at it like it's 30 of them, it's 40 of them. And, you know, you got a lot of people that verbally kill us and verbally take their life, but won't really demonstrate that. And then you got a lot of people that don't deal with our own race because, you know, the way our race is, see, everybody's so stuck on our race, black this, black that, and black this. But then they lack the understanding of how black people treat black people. You damn right I'm going to go talk to this Indian or this, you know, this Pakistani over the sister if the sister currently disrespected me, currently calling me bitches, hoes. If I walk in the house, it's nasty, or she's fresh, her nails be, or her did, but the kid got a shitty pimple. I can't entertain that. I cannot entertain that. Or if you meet a sister that's in high power, that got something going for herself, her nose in the earth, she bougie, she feel like, I got it all. I got that. I don't need you. You niggas are the same. You see, it's a different class of black person people to me. You got the black people person that got money, and they forget where they come from, so them traits to get where they got it in life, instead of teaching it, they'd rather not look back at it and keep moving forward.
Let me say this to you real quick. What I'm saying to you, I see some of these colored girls walk around with brown hair on. I see you want to be white. I think you want to be white. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well,
hold on one second. Let me chime in. We gotta get out of here. Redneck, we gotta, you know, go to the next. We're gonna be back next week. You can call back in. Let me say this, and we're gonna close out. The reason why the black man is not you, because we don't know you are enemy. You know, you gave us your white Jesus to look like you. You know what I'm saying? We wear your name. We dress like you. We eat your food. That's another reason why we don't know who I am. We eat like you. We're not going our own food. You're feeding us your McDonald's, your Burger King, your KFC. And we're not thinking right. So our job, if my source is to wake up, Blackie Wayne, know who you are, know who the enemy is. We don't want nothing to do with you or your filthy society. Or we don't want your filthy white woman. We know the beautiful of the black woman. And once we get through raising this black woman up, and we know how beautiful he is, we'll say like Ice Cube said in this song about the white woman. Dr. Khaled actually said it. Give me a black goddess sister, I can't resist her. No stringy head, blonde head, blue-eyed, grafted, recessive, depressive, island board backside, straight up, straight down, no thrills, no frills. Miss 6 o'clock. Subject to have the itch, mutinoid, coccozoid, white cave bitch. We won't settle for your white woman. We'll love the black woman once we get through loving ourselves. And when you touch us, we'll be like, knock, we're nonviolent. People are nonviolent with us. We're not nonviolent with anyone who is violent with us. Once we wake up and know you're the devil, you ain't going to change. A cracker is a cracker is a goddamn cracker. We wake up and we'll fight you, Bubba Kincaid. So you can be back next week. And we thank you all for calling in to the show, and we're going to end the show. We're going to end it with a little Tupac, Smile, and Scarface. We'll be back next week.
This how we do it in the shop, on the west side, where we always keep it simple, man, it ain't no lie, with a whole bunch of women and the thugs that'll ride, hanging in the circle, sipping drinks, getting high. How we do it in the shop, on the west side.
It's going to be some stuff you're going to see that's going to make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you got to keep your sense of humor. You got to be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Fairy tales for this young black male. Some see me stranded in this land of hell, jail and crack sales. Hustle and hardly think of culture or the repercussions while busting on backstabbing vultures. Selling my soul for material wishes, fast cars and bitches. Wishing I live my life a legend, immortalized in pictures. Watch that tears, say your sympathy. My childhood years was spent burying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborns waiting to breathe. If you believe then you can achieve, look at me, against all odds, though life is hard to carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smile for me now. Thought slowly upon phrases I rush, and I can walk through the days that are done. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game, overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came? Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibes are strange. And a man without a focus like to drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it dig. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is collecting and smile. Smile.